This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in via the toll-free number. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can, of course, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We've got some big news. At least I think it's pretty big news that we're going to break tonight here, I think, sometime during the show this evening. So that's to come. Of course, Dale's here with us from anarchyinyourhead.com tonight, and we'll take your calls about absolutely anything. 1-800-259-9231. We're going to start things out by going unscreened to the amp line. Hello, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, everyone. This is Matt from Illinois.
Hey, Matt. What do you want to talk about tonight?
Well, last night's program, you were talking about door-to-door sales.
Yes. And shady door-to-door sales, specifically.
Well, I thought I would relate a story from when I was a little kid, and I was involved in door-to-door sales and how it introduced me to the law of attraction.
Okay, sure.
There was a company that you may or may not have heard of back in the late 60s, early 70s called Holiday Magic.
Not familiar.
It was a multi-level company, and it sold cleaners. And my mom got involved with the company, and so I got involved with it. I would go around the neighborhood and sell these cleaners door-to-door. And being a real cute little boy, all these ladies would freak out, and they'd buy a lot of stuff from me. And
it worked for me when I sold Cub Scout tickets to this Cub Scouts Jamboree. I sold a bunch of those, too, when I was little.
Right. So anyway, this company took the teachings of a guy named Silva, Jose Silva, and used it in their – it is a meditative technique, and they used it in training their management people, basically training them to meditate and to picture themselves making sales, to envision themselves being successful. And that is how I was 11 years old, and I actually went and took a similar course called Mind Dynamics with a whole bunch of adults, and it was very interesting, and it introduced me to what at the time we called it, power of positive thinking. It's known today as the law of attraction. That's kind of what they've all the same thing.
Mind Dynamics, it says here, is, of course, cited as providing a means of achieving personal success through the conscious use of the subconscious mind.
Right, right. And all this stuff back in the mid-70s was kind of busted by the feds, the federal agents.
Sure was.
There's all kinds of bad, but I never experienced any of that. It was all good. It was keeping you, it was teaching you to focus on what you wanted. In order to get that, you had to go out and you had to actually take actions to achieve it. It was a long time ago. I was only 11, but I did have some pretty interesting experiences doing all this. If I go any further than that, it'll start to sound like Art Bell.
Did they pay you your money? Is what I want to know.
Yes.
Okay.
We made a lot of money.
Did they deliver the product to the customer as they said they would?
We actually had to buy the product and
so you sold the product yourself.
I had it right there.
So you gave it to them as they bought it, right?
I gave it to them as they bought it.
You know, I hate it when they call anything that does what it says it's doing a scam. It's a poor use of the term, and it really sullies everything. Because if you read this Wikipedia article here, it looks like Mr. William Patrick Penn or Penn Patrick here had bilked 80,000 people out of more than $250 million through his Holiday Magic cosmetics and soap empire. Sounds to me like people were...
You know, I was reading the same article, and I was thinking to myself, I don't remember any of that.
Yeah.
I had to, we had to buy the product, and we had to deliver the product, but that was, you know, part of the deal.
Yeah.
And we always got the product. I don't know if that had something to do with selling the franchises or something like that, which we never got involved
in. It may very well. This is the same time frame that they were going after companies like Amway and that kind of thing. And Amway actually won a lawsuit. I believe it was in the early 70s, mid 70s, where they essentially said that the pyramid scheme or the multi-level marketing business model is a legitimate business model, and it is a legitimate business model. It's a way for, you know, some specialty products to get into the hands of people that want them. I mean, do I think that there's some people that walk away from multi-level marketing with a bad taste in their mouth? I sure do.
Well, there are a lot of stories about multi-level marketing companies essentially coming onto the scene, collecting a bunch of money and selling a product, but then rolling up and just disappearing overnight. So there are a lot of flash in the pan MLMs out there.
You've got to keep an eye out for those things.
Well, and so to some extent, there's the industry isn't exactly in general well respected because of that.
I understand. The only thing I don't care if they've got themselves one of these some kind of magic wand that's supposed to do whatever it's supposed to do. If the product does what it's supposed to do, if it's delivered in a reasonable amount of time for the money that you said you were going to buy it for, it doesn't seem like it's a scam to me. Some people don't like particular business models.
Sometimes the business model is a scam for the people that work for it.
Yeah.
A lot of those salesman jobs really screw over the salesman.
Agreed.
I've got a friend who had that experience with vacuum cleaners. And
yep.
He's got stories to tell about that.
What company was it?
Oh, I can't remember right now.
So imagine,
there's only one that I know that sells.
Well, apparently it was pretty. I mean, he was selling these things for a really high price, and and mostly he was selling them at like financed, you know, and the financing rate was really high and stuff like that.
But the monthly payment was reasonable. It just went on forever.
It could be. Yeah.
The vacuums sound like either Kirby or Rainbow.
That would be one of the. Those are the two that I was thinking of.
That sounds familiar. It could have been one of those.
So Matt, what was one of the stories that you said would be like Art Bell? I'm just curious. What did you have happen to you while you were out selling things door to door as an 11-year-old?
Well, the selling the things door to door wasn't you know, that was just run of the mill stuff. But when I got involved with the Mind Dynamics and the meditations, one of the things that we would do, and this is where I think Mind Dynamics really messed up, because they got busted for practicing medicine. But one of the things that we would do is we would try to visualize, we would be given a name, and we would try to visualize the person, and the person would have something wrong with them, whether it was cancer or broken bones or something, and we would try to visualize the person, and then we would try to determine what was wrong with them, and we would send them healing power. And more often than not, this is where it gets weird. I would nail what was wrong with that person without knowing the person, without ever seeing, and without them giving you anything, any information other than the person's name. It's not like you're when you call up a psychic and you're going, and she's asking you all kinds of questions and she figures out what you want. It wasn't like that. You would just give the name, and you would meditate, and you would concentrate, and you would try to figure out what's. And it was really weird.
James Randi has $1 million waiting on you, Matt. $1 million with your name on it. All you have to do is give him a call, set it up, and then if you can figure it out 8 times out of 10 or whatever it is.
I think of meditation as like I used.
Yeah, I mean, you lost it since you're not a kid anymore. Thanks for the call, Matt.
Right.
Appreciate hearing from you.
I think of meditation as a way of harnessing the full power of your mind, but not as like, you know, invisible energy shooting out and doing things to other places or anything like that.
I happen to agree with you, Dale. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think that the way you think can affect how your body functions, but I don't know about other people.
And the decisions you make, and if they're good decisions.
Right. There's more coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. 9231, join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And features including things like our Shrine of Female Listeners, that is there for you. For lady listeners, to show that they are indeed listeners of this program, that's the point of the Shrine. It is really just something that we came up with, and actually it wasn't even an original idea. We borrowed it from the Phil Hendry Show. But he doesn't do his anymore, and we still do. And so ours is better than ever. And the purpose was to basically show the radio industry that it's not just men that listen to Free Talk Live, because talk radio is generally considered a male-dominated industry, if you will, both from the producing side and the listening side, and we hope to counteract that that particular viewpoint with the Shrine of Female Listeners. And if you are a lady listener, you are invited to become a part. Go and learn how at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Well, you know that late spring often springs a new flu bug on us, and, well, I found a way that I hope to prevent myself from getting run down this year and getting a nasty flu bug. And here's Mike Buck all the way from Hawaii to tell us about Nature Beat.
Hello there, Free Talk Live. You're right, at a very, very busy seminar, a health seminar here in Hawaii, the healthiest state there is. It's good to know you can protect your health by taking Nature Beat, the all-vegetable vegetable food, plant pollen from Clean Green New Zealand. Every single amino, mineral, vitamin, and antioxidant that you need, no chemicals, no toxins, pure as it can be.
Well, you know, it managed to help me out with a digestive issue I had in the past, and I think it's making me feel better on a day-to-day basis. So tell everybody how they can order their own Nature Beat.
Yep, better sleep, better digestion, better everything because you're nutritionally balanced. And here's the program. A big six-month supply of Nature Beat, normally $99.95 plus delivery, is already a good deal. But Free Talk Live, you get some more, 3 extra months for free. 37 little pennies a day to feel like $1 million, and it's on its way the moment you make the toll-free call to New Zealand, 1-866-834-8355. Of course, it's toll-free, 866-834-8355. If you're listening to Free Talk Live up and down the country, online, Nature Bee is right there at NatureBee. That's naturebee.com.
Just like me, once you've tried Nature Bee, you'll spring right into summer, too. Call toll-free at 866-834-8355. It's 866-834-8355, naturebee.com.
All right, the toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, and we're going to continue here with your phone calls about what you want. Starting things out with Brian, listening in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Brian, guys.
You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight? Hey.
Let's see, I wanted to talk to you about texting bans and other kinds of legislative impact that insurance companies can have.
Sure. Go for it.
It's something I don't hear a lot of talk about, but I work within the pricing department of an insurance company, so I can kind of see where these things are going, and I wanted to see what you guys thought about it. Like just basic background. Insurance companies obviously price on different characteristics, you know, what type of car you drive. That's going to impact how much your insurance costs, right?
Sure.
Okay, so another thing that can impact how much, or impact basically how likely you are to have a claim would be tickets you get, you know, speeding tickets, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you have 5 speeding tickets, you're going to have a really high insurance rate. Now, with some studies they've done lately, they've shown that people who text are far more likely to have an accident and therefore a claim and cost the company money.
Text, period? Anybody who participates in texting, if they have a texting plan, they're more likely to have an accident?
No. People who drive and text at the same time. Sorry.
Sure. How are you going to find that out, though?
They have actually done studies to see people's reaction times. You know.
Oh, no. I believe what you're saying is true. How are you going to know if somebody's texting?
Oh, okay. I guess if you're on camera, I live in Chicago, so if you're caught on camera texting, you can get a ticket. If a cop sees you texting, I actually got a ticket for texting recently.
Wow.
So
were you at a stoplight? Can you get it for sitting at a stoplight and texting?
No, most laws are pretty specific about this. You can't get one when your car stopped. I was driving while texting, so I kind of like. You know, look down for a couple of seconds, type a letter, look up, down for a couple of seconds. I know it's not the safest thing, but a lot of things we do in the car aren't the safest thing in the world. So.
Oh, I think texting is probably one of the...
Seems incredibly dangerous.
Yeah, one of the most dangerous things that people do on a regular basis in the car. I mean, juggling perhaps is worse. You know, turning around and fiddling with something in the back seat is probably worse. But there's not too much out there more dangerous than texting. However...
Sure, I understand that it's extremely dangerous, but there are a lot of things we do that are dangerous. Like you said, turning around and talking to people in the car.
I don't know if though. I don't know if that's a reason to engage in dangerous activities simply because there are other things that you've done that are dangerous. I am incredibly uncomfortable. Even just dialing a phone number, normally what I'll do is I'll hold the phone up in the vision area of the windshield. So at the very least, while I'm looking for that number, my eyes are at least still peripherally looking out the windshield. I don't like the idea of taking my eyes off the road at all. It makes me very uncomfortable.
No, that's a really good point, and that's actually the way I text. I hold the phone on my steering wheel.
So it's easier to get caught.
I'm sorry?
So it's easier to get caught because it's the phone's right up there.
That's exactly what I wanted to bring up. What some of these regulations encourage people to do is to put the phone down by their knees and text so that the cop can't see. I mean, is that safer or?
No,
is that
I wouldn't think so.
Well, I think it's just opening up a can of worms where we're going to start. It's, you know, dictating every little act you're allowed to do or not do on the road instead of just,
exactly.
You know, instead of just the normal deterrent of, you know, most people don't want to have an accident. When you do have one, you're held responsible. And that's already a deterrent. And these others, you know, whether they might be a deterrent or not, I don't think weighs well against the fact that they're just getting silly. And we're going to try and, you know.
Right. I think this is a situation where there's a parade and the politicians are once again jumping out in front of you and, you know, leading the band. Because the fact is we already have laws against distracted driving in just about every state. If a cop sees you texting, they can give you a ticket for distracted driving, even here in New Hampshire where they don't have a texting law, if that's what they wish to do. If a cop, you know, feels like you're driving poorly, they can handle that situation. They have laws for that. They don't need a new one. What I feel that this texting law does, is it causes them to focus on it, which I think it's a problem. But, you know, what else is? If I get a telephone call and I'm, you know, or I'm dialing a number, isn't that going to look like texting to a police officer? It wouldn't look any different. I'm just touching the buttons on my phone. So how are they going to know if I'm texting? What if I'm just entering the name of a person who, called me? I'm not saying that that's not an unsafe activity because I think it's just as unsafe because you're still typing in letters. But
well, maybe the law is written to where anything you're typing on your phone is considered texting.
What about dialing?
Maybe that's considered. I don't know.
No, it's not. Dialing is not considered texting.
So you don't think that most of the places that have these texting bans also have just plain old cell phone usage bans?
There's no cell phone usage ban. There's bans for not using a hands-free set, but you have to dial when you have a hands-free set on.
I don't know. I thought there was one somewhere where there's.
I do not believe that.
You can't use
case.
A cell phone at all. Anyway, go ahead.
I'm sorry. The ban is actually. Reading or entering electronic messages on a mobile device.
Interesting. So, yeah, it is specifically texting. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, Brian. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at kerostove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Times are tough and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant 20 $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Most people know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And tonight it's Ian here.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Again, everything there is free. So we just had somebody call in about Illinois. And Illinois is probably, from my understanding, I've never actually been there, but from my understanding of the people that call this show and some of the stories we've read over the years, probably one of the more police state-y kind of places, one of the more draconian, just difficult places to live if you love freedom.
Well, I think that probably Chicagoland is the worst.
No, I mean all of Illinois. I mean, Chicago specifically is going to be the worst in Illinois, but I mean all of Illinois. The gun restrictions are very extreme there. A lot of the laws that they have in Illinois are very restrictive compared to some of the other states. And so since he brought up Illinois, I happen to have something in my show prep for tonight by Radley Balco, who is one of the bloggers and the authors over at Reason.com. And Radley writes for Instapundit that last week an Illinois judge rejected Chicago artist Christopher Drew's motion to dismiss the Class 1 felony charge against him. Now, what was this felony charge all about? I mean, Class 1, that sounds pretty serious. In fact, it's punishable by 4 to 15 years in prison. Surely this man raped a little girl or murdered somebody or slaughtered a house full of children. Or
did something terrible.
Yeah, something awful and must have done 4 to 15 years. Now, it's not drugs. I wouldn't think that's awful, but sometimes drugs get really stringent sentences in draconian places like the United States. No, this was for eavesdropping, so they called it. He's charged with violating the state's eavesdropping statute when he recorded his encounter with
a police officer.
A police officer last December on the streets of
Chicago.
Exactly. You can write these stories, write themselves. Drew is, by the way, it's the same class of crimes as sexual assault. So right up there with the child molesters for recording the police.
Well, there's a reason for that. The police want to hide their activities, and so they have their buddies in the lawmaking area come up with these rules. I mean, obviously this stuff is intended to protect them.
But that's not all, because it's not just about the police. Balco points out that he's currently working on a feature for Reason magazine about a man in a more rural part of Illinois charged with 6 violations of the very same statute, all of them for making audio recordings, so not even video, just audio, of on-duty public officials, not even cops. So this is for anybody that's the government, anybody, period. If you are recording them, they will put you in prison for a minimum of 4 years. And according to the story here, for the several counts in that case, the police were actually on the man's property. He started recording his conversations because he felt he was being unjustly harassed for violating a town ordinance that he thought was unconstitutional. Balco says he's of the opinion that it should always be legal to record on-duty police officers, both as a matter of policy and under the free speech, free press, and right to petition the government provisions in the First Amendment. We saw the power and potential of audio and video recording technology to expose government abuse in the Iranian protests last summer, but we also see it here in the United States with the thousands of police misconduct videos uploaded to YouTube in recent years. By the way, this particular story is brought to you by copblock.org, where right now there is a contest going on. They are offering $100. Actually, it's been matched by somebody, so it's a $200 bounty for the best, if you will. I mean, best meaning probably worst, but... The winning video that is of a police interaction. So you could actually cash in by getting an interesting police interaction captured on video and submitting it over at copblock.org. So take a look at that. But as Balco points out, typically police who want to arrest someone for recording them while on duty use a strained interpretation of state wiretapping laws or whatever state and local law addresses obstructing or interfering with law enforcement. These incidents are troubling enough, and I think state legislatures should consider passing laws explicitly making it legal to record on-duty law enforcement officials.
I mean, what are they scared of?
Such a law has been proposed here in New Hampshire, as I understand it, by some of the more liberty-oriented so-called representatives.
Yeah, it will go through relatively soon, in years.
As more liberty-minded people get elected here in New Hampshire, I can see that.
But the public can go for this. If it gets any legs at all, the public's going to get it pushed through.
And except for the most worshipful of the police state.
It's but here in New Hampshire, it's a citizen legislature. Mm-hmm. So it's much more likely.
It's easier to convince them.
What is the Union of Police Chiefs? What are they going to do when they go up in front of the House of Representatives, the 400 House of Representatives?
How can they explain they don't want
to
be watched?
Well, we don't. This is bad because cops sometimes need to beat people really badly around the head and neck, and they shouldn't be recorded because you don't really know why they're beating them around the head and neck, but it's very important that they do. They will come up with a story. It'll sound better than what I had, but it won't mean anything but what I just said.
Right, exactly.
So more to the story here from Radley Balco. He says these incidents are troubling enough, but the Illinois situation is quite a bit worse. In Illinois, it's actually illegal to make audio recordings of on-duty cops or any other public official. So it sounds to me like they've got a specific law. It's not just about wiretapping private people. It's a law about recording the government bureaucrats. So they have a law that's specific about that. Illinois is one of a handful of states that require all parties to consent before someone can record a conversation. But the other all-party consent states also include a provision in their statute stating that for there to be a violation of the law, the non-consenting party must have a reasonable expectation of privacy. So, for instance, if you're on a phone call, there's a reasonable expectation of privacy in that case. Whereas if you're walking down the street on Main Street and somebody decides to record video of you doing that, or you're singing a little song to yourself and they record audio of you singing, you're in public. You have no reasonable expectation of privacy, and so therefore you wouldn't have a case under most of the state wiretapping laws across the country. But in Illinois, it's a different situation. The other, on-duty police officers in public spaces have no such expectation of privacy. Originally, the Illinois eavesdropping law did also include a similar expectation of privacy provision. But the legislature stripped that provision out in 1994, and they did so in response to an incident in which a citizen recorded his interaction with two on-duty police officers. In other words, the Illinois legislature specifically intended to make it a Class 1 felony, punishable by up to 15 years in prison, to make an audio recording of an on-duty police officer without his permission. They went into their law, they made it specific to say that if you record a government bureaucrat, you're in some really deep S.
Yeah, apparently, one of our remote producers here living in Illinois says that Illinois is a tyrannical hell, and he has a name for it. Illinois, the incubator of tyranny.
Given the spate of recent stories about cops in Chicago caught on video misbehaving, some of whom were subsequently held accountable only because of the video's existence, the legislature's already awful when it passed 1994 amendment hasn't aged well. Balco says he suspects most state officials know this law is unconstitutional, while several people have been charged under the statute for recording public officials. Balco says he's so far been unable to find anyone who was actually convicted, much less a conviction upheld. And he asks for people to email him if anyone knows someone who has in Illinois. Prosecutors tend to either drop the charges or offer a plea bargain before this case gets to trial. And that's what happened here in New Hampshire. If I'm recalling correctly, there was a guy that was arrested for recording the cops at his own doorway in his own home with a sign up announcing that they were subject to being recorded. I think they ended up, either he took a plea bargain or they dropped the charges. It's the same situation here where nobody's actually taken this to trial. And so Balco points out that prosecutors dropped the charges. It isn't difficult to see why someone would take a misdemeanor plea and clean record instead of challenging the bad law and risking up to 15 years in prison and a felony record if they lose. In fact, Curtis, one of the hosts on this show, is taking that tactic. It's not about wiretapping in his case, but he is going to take a felony charge for marijuana distribution. And he is going to challenge that. I don't think that's ever happened here in New Hampshire before. So he's really putting it on the line. Plus, we've got some other activists up here that have been charged with wiretapping. They have been charged with felonies. And I have a feeling they're going to likely take those to trial as well. So we'll see if they drop.
It's unconstitutional.
Yeah, we'll see if they drop their charges, too. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-310-4193. That's 800-310-4193. 800-310-4193.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features are for free, including our news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get on those lists. There's various different ways for you to get... Shoveling food in my mouth here during the break. For you to get the updates, you can get them via email. You can do the Twitter or Facebook. Your choice. Head on over to news.freetalklive.com. Choose all three if you want. It's all free. Again, news.freetalklive.com. Talking about so-called wiretapping laws. Radley Balco over at reason.com has written something up for Instapundit, where he points out that in Illinois, it's one of the most draconian states where they have a law that doesn't have an exemption for an expectation of privacy. So normally when it comes to wiretapping laws, where there's different levels of draconianness of offense across the country, in some places it's legal to record a conversation as long as one party knows about it. Meaning you, if you're in a conversation and you know it's being recorded, then it's completely legal.
No, right. What they're trying to prevent is some third party, like, bugging and tapping a conversation right, where neither party knows about it.
Exactly. Then there are other states in which it is illegal to record a conversation unless all parties consent. So all parties have to be aware that they are being recorded.
Don't think it ever goes beyond aware, because there's too many companies that automatically record a lot of calls, and they just give you a recording at the beginning.
You get the notice saying this call may be recorded for.
There's not a press this button to stop this or anything like that. They just tell you they're going to do it.
Right. So that's usually what it means. But typically there is an exemption in the written laws, the government statutes, that says that if there's these laws only apply if there's an expectation of privacy. So in the example of a phone conversation, there's an expectation of privacy, whereas a conversation on the street in public really shouldn't be considered private. But there are some places like Illinois where that doesn't even apply, where there is no expectation of privacy provision. It's just if you record, for instance, a government bureaucrat, period, whether they're in public or not, you are looking at up to 15 years in prison.
It's frightening.
And according to Balco, he was informed by one of his readers that it's also apparently the case in Massachusetts as well. So it's not just Illinois that has those
You know,
home of the Free Lunch Project.
With all the devices that do recordings these days that people carry around with them, I've got my cell phone, it does it, I can do it at any time. It's not the recording of the officer that's going to be punished. It's the using of it in to catch them their bull crap. So catching a police officer or bureaucrat in the state of Illinois doing something illegal or immoral
is
in fact what's illegal.
Right, because otherwise
that is a disgusting law, and only in a truly corrupt place would they pass some crap like that.
Right, because otherwise no one will know you recorded it because you didn't do anything with it. So yeah, you have to actually utilize the recording.
Yeah, why would you? Like, what would you do with it? What would be the point? Oh, he's just behaving and doing his job right. So what would be the point of sharing that?
So Balco has taken a look at a number of the cases in Illinois, and what he's found out is that generally nobody's actually been convicted in Illinois, though apparently a conviction was upheld in Massachusetts. So Massachusetts may actually be just a smidgen worse than Illinois, because in Illinois, according to Balco's research, they always drop the charges right before the trial, or they get the guy to take a plea bargain. So that's a typical tactic by the government people, and we've seen them do it here in New Hampshire with our activists, where they'll hit an activist with some serious-sounding charges, and they'll hope that he'll take a plea bargain. Of course, the activists up here don't tend to take plea bargains. So they'll just go ahead and take it. They'll intend to take it to trial. And these guys will make you wait right up until the trial, when they'll then decide to go ahead and null pros or drop the charges.
Which makes it extremely questionable whether they really think there's any merit to the charge. You know, if they really think they can... If they think there's merit to the charge, they'd maybe go through with it.
They would prosecute you, sure.
Yeah, I think it makes it very questionable.
So normally that's how it works, and in fact that's what Balco has found out about Illinois, is that nobody's ever actually been convicted on this wiretapping charge. They've just been intimidated. They've just used it to scare people. Hey, you've got a felony here, but look, Mr. Edge, you're looking at 15 years. You don't want to be away from your wife for 4 to 15 years. You don't want to be away from your family. How about this? We'll cut you a deal. We're going to give you 6 months. Now, let's make it 3 years of probation. You'll just have to check in, and, you know, you can't drink any alcohol, and we'll own you, and we can search your house any old time that we want to. You do all of our probationary hoops, and we'll let you off the hook after 3 years of probation. You won't have to spend a night in jail. How about, here's a plea deal. You put your signature here.
Tell you what, let's make this deal. If you think this is so important that I've really harmed society in such a significant way, why don't we go head-to-head on this and in front of a jury of my peers? If a jury of my peers decides I've done something immoral, I'll go to prison for 3 years. If they decide I haven't, then you go to prison for 3 years, Mr. Prosecutor. I mean, really, if I've done something so awful, it should be clear, cut and dry. You should put your career on the line. At the very least, you quit practicing law. How about that? For 3 years. Just 3 years.
In Balco's research, before...
They wouldn't do that. They would never do anything that held them to any level of responsibility. I mean, that's what we've got in our government. People that are not responsible for their actions. From the lowest janitor all the way up to the president.
They can't be
people that make decisions that are not responsible for them.
They're never
You wouldn't have that in your family. You wouldn't have that with people you do business with. But you've got it for a government.
Hey,
you
that's
think
our
it's
system.
Okay.
That's our system, Mark. It's the best system in the world.
You're right. You know, I was thinking about that the other day. You remember when you heard about in school the Aztecs lining up to go up the pyramid to get their hearts cut out by the priest? Mm. You think they said that from one Aztec to the other?
It's
hey,
the system. It's
you
how
know,
it
this is.
Is
the best system in the world. Those Incas down there, they've got it all messed up. This is the best system in the world.
If we don't give a few people supreme power, there'll be chaos.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone will just start behaving out of control.
You know, I mean, I'm sorry. You know, yes, admittedly, other governments are crap, but that doesn't mean that this one, because you've got the best crap in the world, does not mean that you should take that crap, smear it all over yourself, put a banner in the air and salute it to the crap, write songs to the crap and say how great that crap is. The crap's getting worse. It's beginning to get moldy and stinky.
So, according to Balco, the issue that really brought this up was Christopher Drew, who's an artist. He's got a Class 1 felony charge against him for recording an encounter with a police officer. He put in a motion to dismiss. A judge rejected the motion to dismiss, and so Drew is going to take a jury trial on this. He's not going to take the plea bargain. He's going
to
take this to trial.
Kudos to him.
Right. And but Balco took a look around at the other cases. He says, before Drew, the closest anyone came to challenging the law came in 2004 when documentary filmmaker Patrick Thompson was arrested for recording police interactions with patrons outside of bars and restaurants in Champaign-Urbana. he was looking to document allegations that police were treating white patrons differently than black patrons, but Thompson took the plea bargain before his case went to trial. So hopefully this Christopher Drew gentleman will not back out at the last moment and take a plea bargain, and he'll take it all the way. But then again, it is Illinois, and I don't know. Who knows? Anything could happen to this guy. I mean, they backed it up in Massachusetts. They convicted somebody and upheld his conviction in Massachusetts. So this guy might end up going to jail for 4 to 15 years. It would seem that if you're going to make a stand like that, it makes more sense to do it when you've got some people backing you up.
Was it a jury trial in Massachusetts? I mean, I guess it would have to be, right?
I would presume. I am not positive on the details on that.
If you're faced with jail time, I believe it has to be a jury trial. But
I don't know what – I don't know if Christopher Drew is in any way a liberty-minded person. I'm just saying that in general, I get scared for people that are trying to do inside the system, challenge the courts, justice kind of activism – outside of New Hampshire.
Sometimes the courts will surprise you, and I don't know that when
sometimes,
it comes to
but not often.
Even in New Hampshire, I'm a little nervous about.
I mean, yeah, I don't know that the court is going to rule your way in New Hampshire. You'll have people that are backing you up, but I, you know, what's that do to hold the court responsible?
I've seen court cases that blew my mind where I've seen a judge find someone guilty where supposedly they're supposed to prove guilt beyond a reasonable doubt, and my jaw would just drop. So I can't imagine, you know, in Illinois or Massachusetts. I'm sure it's at least as bad and probably a lot worse. So I mean, you're fighting a team where the referee is on that team. So it's not really a fair fight.
Yeah, and the whole thing is a scam, and it is essentially just a cover for violence. And of course, Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land, markstevens.net, is going to be coming up here to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which, by the way, is happening next month, about a month from now, a few weeks away, the 24th through the 27th, at Rogers Campground in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire, the very northern portion of the state. We're all going to be in attendance. Free Talk Live going to be broadcasting live every single night from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2010. Go to Porkfest 2010 to get registered. You can sign up for the Mark Stevens Adventures in Legal Land all-day-long seminar presentation thing. That's going to be awesome. I think 14 tickets have been sold. We need to get 6 more tickets sold at minimum before Mark will come up. So we've got to have 20 tickets sold. If you haven't bought yours yet, head on over to Porkfest 2010, PORCFEST2010.com. Get registered there so you can sign up for Mark Stevens. Also, Michael Badnarik doing a Constitution class. That's an option for you as well. There's more coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live Hour 2. It's on the way.
Have you considered leaving America? In Asia, you can live like royalty in a tropical paradise for a fraction of the cost. Let PathToAsia.com help you escape the ever-growing burden of taxation and regulation. PathToAsia.com's consultants will guide you through the entire process, helping you find a job, housing, and even a companion before you make the move. Join the increasing wave of Americans moving to Asia while you still can. Visit PathToAsia.com and sign up for your free trial today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.